Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we just give God all the praise for his another opportunity for us to be able to come together and join in and share in the study of God's all-powerful and all-sustaining word. You could have been anywhere else. Oh, yes, you could have, but you've made a decision tonight to tune in, and we thank God for you. We also give God praise for his presence always with us. We give him all the glory. We thank him because without him, we could do absolutely nothing without Almighty God and the power of his Holy Spirit. So we're excited again about coming before you tonight just to share in the time of study in God's word. But before we do, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise and prayer before we go into the word. So sit back and enjoy and be blessed by this song from Sinatra that says, "I know who I am." Do you know who you are in the Lord? Well, praise God. Sinatra says, "I know who I am." Listen and be blessed.
Chosen generation
with
been called for to show his excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I'm working miracles. I live a life of favor.
I know
who I am. I know who God says I am. What
Praise God. Do you know who you are? Do you know who we are in the Lord? We are that chosen generation, that royal priesthood, that holy nation. Praise God. We give God all the praise and honor and glory tonight. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song, with a prayer this evening by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst as he comes to us. Hallelujah, Pastor Jasper.
Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. For his goodness and for his mercy and for his grace. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Amen. Are you living that life of favor? Praise God. According to God's holy promise. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your holy promise, Lord. Thank you for your holy word, Father. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. They abide in us. So we pray for thy will to be done tonight, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your word go forth, Lord, like never before, Lord. They could go into all the world, Father, Lord, and pray that people ask, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to receive salvation that Jesus has always provided for us, Father? He already done the work already. Amen. I redeem and live it, praise God, Lord. Just be receiving and accepting by faith, amen, and you can have that everlasting life through Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, we praise and thank you, Lord, for life of faith in Christ Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your holy word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do, what you already done in our life for goodness, mercy, and grace. We thank you, Lord, that we are in partner fellowship, Lord, in partner covenant fellowship with the Lord, Father, covenant believers in Christ Jesus, the New Testament believers in Christ Jesus, Lord. We pray and thank you for the word to go forth tonight, Lord, with might, with power, Lord, with substance, Lord, and with strength, Lord, Jesus, today shall bring forth deliverance, Lord, shall bring forth strength to those who desire to bring forth encouragement, edification to the body of Christ on today, Father. Let thy will be done to your honor, to your glory, and to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, tonight, the Lord has just laid on my heart to bring forth a message that actually I shared with our face-to-face congregation a couple of weeks ago, and I would like to share it with you also by the grace of God. And the title of this message is Seasoning for Every Season. Seasoning for every season. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your word. I pray that, Lord, you anoint me afresh, Lord God, none of me, Father, but all of you. Allow, Lord God, I yield myself to you. I yield my vocal cords to you. Use, Lord God, as you speak the words through me and the words go forth, your word goes forth and doesn't return void, Father, but that it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. Allow it to be grace as well to those that have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. Let it go forth to encourage someone, to edify someone, Heavenly Father, that they too may be able, as the elders say, run on a little while longer on this Christian journey. Run on a little while longer for the kingdom of God. Father, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory because you are worthy and such a great and awesome God. And we thank you for this time of study together in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Seasoning. Every season, praise God. Well, one of my favorite pastimes, anybody that really knows me personally, one of my favorite pastimes when I have the opportunity to do it is cooking. And I'm not just talking about just throwing together a quick meal on a weekday, something that you throw in a pot and heat up and, you know, it's all ready to go in less than 10 minutes. I'm talking about those times when I really have the opportunity to really cook, to really go into the kitchen and be able to prepare some of my favorite dishes from scratch. Those times when you go into the kitchen, and I know those of you that have tuned in tonight that love to cook. You know what I'm talking about. Those times when you go into the kitchen and you're able to fix your meals and you add a little bit of this and your spoon of that. And you have to be able to apply just the right amount of seasoning to make the taste of whatever dishes you're preparing oh so good. I'm talking about those times when you can cook and the aroma just fills the kitchen and it calls others to come to see. I wonder what in the world that is that's smelling so good. Those type of moments. Well, usually these types of meals are set aside for special occasions and times because they take time. There are times where you can have to go into, again, the kitchen and you could really focus in, and I say you could put the love in the food. You could put the love in the meal. That's what and you can taste the difference. Oh, yes, you can, between a meal that has been prepared with love versus one that's just been quickly thrown together. Oh, yes, most of us who enjoy the art of cooking, we have special dishes that we like to prepare. Some of the special dishes I like to prepare. I like to prepare broccoli rice and cheese casserole, and I like to be able to prepare Alfredo with seafood and shrimp and cook it, as I said again, making the Alfredo sauce from scratch. I don't want to get the ones out of the bottle. No, I want to be able to add in my own special personal seasoning, special dishes to taste just so. You might want to add in a little cayenne pepper or a little paprika or, you know, a little bit of vanilla or maybe a pinch of Himalayan salt. You have those that cook, they have special ingredients that they will add to their own special dish to make it just so. You know, our late brother David, he loved to cook barbecue, and he could cook some barbecue. He would barbecue ribs where the meat was so tender they almost slid off the bone, and his sauce was almost divine. We would ask him, and I remember sometimes I would say, what in the world did you put? Would be teasing me. He said, no, I can't tell you because if I told you, I have to kill you. Of course, he was just joking. But nevertheless, you know what I mean. So whatever his secret ingredient was, that special seasoning made that particular dish of his taste unique. His ribs tasted a little bit different than somebody else that would prepare ribs, simply because of that special ingredient of whatever he put in, those special types of seasoning, the right types and the right quantities. He knew seasoning. What are you talking about, Pastor Con? I'm getting ready to tie all of this together. Seasoning is defined as the process of supplementing food with herbs, with spices, salt, and or sugar intended to enhance the flavor and improve the food. So you see, seasoning with the right season is very important. Again, a salt or an herb or a spice added that heightens or improves the flavor of a food. Yet also, just as we have seasoning as we cook, guess what? And that's the process. Seasoning in life is also a process. Seasoning in life is a metaphorical term that sometimes refers to the process of gaining experience and wisdom over time. A seasoned person is someone who has been through something. They've been through many experiences, and they have learned from them, hopefully. They've learned from them. Seasoned people are usually more confident, they're more aware, and able to handle even difficult situations ease because they are seasoned. They've experienced some things. For instance, let's talk about the term seasoned saint. A seasoned saint is one who has been through a few more years of growth in the Lord than your average new Christian. Mm-hmm. A seasoned saint has experienced some trials. Come on now. And they've experienced some tribulations, so had some triumph and some joy. A seasoned saint is a term used to describe someone who has been through many experiences and has gained wisdom and gained knowledge from them. Some of the characteristics of a seasoned saint. You see, while sitting at the feet of a seasoned saint, one can glean great wisdom. Many seasoned saints, they wear the crown of silver hair. Oh, they have some years that they have under their belt. They have some knowledge. They have some experience. A seasoned saint usually carries with them also few battle scars because they've been through something. A seasoned saint also is tenacious. They don't back up and back down too easily. Most seasoned saints, they're prayer warriors also. They're prayer warriors. They're faith walkers. They're word talkers. And they have a history as a child of the Most High God and a track record with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're talking about those that are seasoned saints. While growing up, I can remember many of the seasoned saints that would sit on the motherboard. They would sit the men on the deacon board of our churches, and those seasoned saints that sit on the motherboard, they would be the ones like those Titus 2 women. They were if you needed a word of encouragement, they were right there to be able to help to encourage you in the Lord and let you know that God is with you and everything is going to be all right. The seasoned saints on the motherboard, they were, if they see a young lady coming in, maybe not dressed appropriately or with their dress too short, they would call forth and they say, baby. They always call you baby. Baby, come in a minute. They wouldn't embarrass you, but they would tell you gently and calmly and groom you and be able to tell you, no, that's not the way to go. That's not how a godly woman carries herself. That those were the seasoned saints. We miss that in the body of Christ many times in this day and time. So the elder men would be able to help to groom the younger men to be able to walk and know how to stand as a priest of their home and know how to stand as a man of God. We're talking about the seasoned saints. And so, yes, I can remember as a little child those that were seasoned saints and the significance that they had in my own life. Unfortunately, as it has become sometimes somewhat hard to find, but I came to tell you this evening that God has designed a seasoning process like those seasoned saints that have, as I shared, gone through and experienced some things that brought them out much wiser on the other side and hopefully with a much closer walk with the Lord. There is a seasoning process that takes place and enhances the flavor of every season of your life. God, and trust in him by faith through each one of these seasons and as you go through the seasoning process. So what makes one seasoned? Just as there are four seasons in the earth, so there are four seasons in life as well. You know, as the four seasons in the earth, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Each has its own, each season of the earth has its own element. It has its own characteristics. Seasons of life, they have their own unique element to each one. Walk with me. As a believer, while walking this Christian journey and living in the overlap, what I call the overlap of heaven and earth, there is a divine seasoning that improves and enhances the flavor of every journey. And that enhancer, that seasoning that you must carry with you no matter what season of life you're in, that helps to enhance every season, that enhancer, that flavor, that unique element that you must carry with you through every season of life is called the Word of God. Oh, yes, it is. If you apply it, it will help to successfully guide you through every season of your life. So let's talk about the four spiritual seasons of life. The first season of life that I'd like to talk to you about is the wilderness season. Yes, like it or not, all believers will have a wilderness experience at some point in their life. See, the Word of God says we're going to have trials and we'll have tribulations and we're going to go persecution. But remember, God said, he's already overcome them. Jesus Christ has already overcome it all. And yes, greater is he that's inside of us than he that is in the world. But let's talk about walking through this wilderness season. You see, in the Bible, most of the prophets and the saints of old, those key figures in the Bible, like Abraham, he had a wilderness season. Jacob and Moses, David, Elijah, all of them, they had wilderness seasons. Even Jesus Christ himself, the Son of the living God, he had a wilderness experience. So, see, as we flex our muscles of faith, hold on for me 1 second. A wilderness experience. And with that wilderness experience, we have to be able to know that it comes stronger. It comes so that we can flex our faith muscle. It comes so that we can apply the seasoning of God's word. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says this. When you're going through the wilderness season, remember I told you every season you carry with, in every life season, you take with you the word of God. So here we apply this verse in our wilderness season, keeping in mind, as it says, as you're going through the persecution, the trial, count it all joy. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, patience. But the word of God says you are to let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The wilderness experience is designed to make you better and not bitter. The wilderness season is often filled, however, with loneliness and isolation. Oh, yes, the wilderness season, ask Elijah. Yes, in the Bible. He will tell you, yes, times. As you're going through the wilderness season, you may find yourself kind of out there and all alone, just you and God. But he will carry you through this time. But this is the time, again, where it's very important to be in the presence of the Lord, to stay in prayer, to be able to sup within his word. Because guess what? Just as you are in that period of time that you may be experiencing loneliness and isolation, the enemy then knows that you are vulnerable during this time. So that's why it's so important to stay in God's word, to keep a prayer on your lips, to be able to stay in his presence, thereby applying God's word during this particular time to help you to be able to resist the devil. And what does the word of God say? When you resist the devil, he's got to flee from you. So especially in this wilderness season, we also must be able to know how to encourage ourselves. Sometimes someone else may not be there to encourage you. But like David said in the Bible, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. And we're able to do that as long as we stay in the presence of God and remind ourselves that his presence is nigh unto us. Remind ourselves that we have a heavenly Father that promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Remind ourselves that we are made strong by God, even in the midst of our weakness. And he will carry us then through this wilderness season. And then, as Job said, and surely if anybody know about a wilderness season, it is Job. And Job 23:10 says this, but he knoweth the way. Oh, yes, he does. That you take. He knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, hallelujah, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. We're talking about the wilderness season. Well, there's a wilderness season, but there's also, too, the next season is our warring season. The warring season. The warring season is a time in your life when you must prepare to do battle. A key principle in the warring season is recognizing who the true enemy is. Often our enemy comes disguised as that coworker that's getting on our last nerve. Often our enemy comes disguised as maybe a disobedient child that you've tried to tell the right way to go. The enemy comes disguised because, see, remember now, the enemy, he has to have, Satan has to have a host to operate through. And so we don't want to go around attacking the individual. We have to be put on our spiritual eyes so that we can be mindful to see exactly the strategy of the enemy. Sometimes that enemy may even come through your spouse that has had a difficult day, and then they take it out on you because you're the closest one to them. Well, you're not. You have to be able to know how to handle that, to be able to back up and see through your spiritual eyes and say, you know, I know right now that you've had a difficult time. Why don't we take some time to pray together? That's That's how you put the enemy on the run. The enemy could come also, too, as a friend with a smile turned upside down. See, as long, no matter how he tries to come, you have to know that he's already a defeated foe. And just as the song said with Sinatra, as long as you know who you are in the Lord, God gives you the grace and the power, the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to stand and withstand against all the powers of the enemy. So we must keep in mind that the real enemy is Satan, our adversary. And so oftentimes, instead of warring against the true enemy, we have we oftentimes fight against the hope. And this always ends in chaos. But Ephesians 6:12-13, it tells us why, again, every season, keep in mind the word of God. Ephesians 6:12 in our warring season tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, when this happens, what do? You take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and withstand in the evil day. And Ephesians tells us in the word of God, say, and having done all to stand, then you stand. So we must keep in mind in the presence of God that we stay in the presence of God, recognizing that in any war, that as long as we war in the spirit and not in the flesh, as long as we war and let in the spirit and allow God to fight our battle, knowing that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to him, then we fight from a vantage point of victory. Because we have to realize that the fight is already and as Elijah told the servant, oh, there's more on our side than there is on their side. It's a fixed fight, and we've already won. So we've got the wilderness season of our life. And we've got the warring season of our life. And then we have what I call the waiting season. The waiting season, for most of us, is a time of frustration. Because we live in a society where we want everything now. It's a microwave society where nobody wants to wait. People, if you want to see impatience, get out on the expressway and find somebody driving slow in the fast lane. Road rage, people that don't want to wait. Even in the grocery store, if the line's too long, people start complaining because guess what? They don't want to wait. Yet the waiting season, when we're waiting on and we're waiting in the Lord, the waiting season teaches us patience and it strengthens our faith in the Lord. While we wait, it may seem as if nothing is happening and no significant movement is taking place. But you need to know this, even amid our waiting, our Heavenly Father is still moving behind the scenes. He's still at work, working all things together. Oh, yes, he is, for our good. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says this, but they that wait upon the Lord, oh, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, oh yes we will, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait upon the Lord. James chapter 1, verse 4 says this, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Wait upon the Lord. So then after you've had your wilderness season, and then after you've had your warring season, and then after you've had your waiting season, oh, my brother, my sister, get prepared for your winning season. Oh, yes. Ask any successful athlete or NBA championship team, and they will tell you that there is absolutely no greater high than the winning season. For most, it is the favorite season of life. It is a season characterized by victory upon victory and blessing upon blessing. Some of the character traits of the winning season is a sense of accomplishment and joy, a time where goals are being met and achievements are being realized. Yet as a believer, we also must recognize that every accomplishment and every good and perfect gift comes from where? It comes from God. We can't get so prideful and set aside during that winning season that we begin to credit ourselves. See, one drawback of the winning season is that those that take their eyes off the Lord and those that they begin to focus and marinate themselves in self-pride credit their accomplishment to themselves rather giving glory to God. Be mindful. No matter what season it may be, in the natural or in the physical, the key, to every season in our life is to carry the seasoning of the word of God. As we activate his word in every season of our life, he promises to sustain us. Oh, yes, he does. He promises because he is such a faithful God. God is faithful. His word never fails. With every season, we are to grow and mature in the things of God so that we too will have the seasoning. We will be the seasoning and the salt that does not lose its savor. See, be reminded, as the word of God says in Matthew 5:13. Remember now, as we go through the seasons, we are seasoned with the word of God so that we too can be seasoning. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Matt, that you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. So I ask you the question tonight. What season are you in? Are you carrying your seasoning, which is the word of God? Are you allowing the word of God to cause you to be seasoned so that you can be effective, so that you can be truly that salt of the earth that goes forth to help somebody else and help to advance God's kingdom? What season are you in? I pray that word has been a blessing to you. Let it resonate in your minds and hearts. Let it resonate in your spirit and go forth and be able to share the word of God with someone else. Be that salt. Be that seasoning. Never lose your flavor, praise God, so that you can be effective to help to advance the kingdom of God here in this earth. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God for the woman of God, Pastor Constance Spider. Thank God for that word.
Amen.
What seasons are you in on tonight? Amen. The woman of God broke it down, the word of God, with power and strength. And we thank God that you understand that seasoning for every season.
Amen.
For
amen.
Every season. So you're not missing the season because God got you covered. From beginning to end, amen. He's the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and end. But thank God for the woman of God, broken down those four seasons, amen. So which season are you in on tonight, amen? The word of season you're in, God got you covered, amen.
The word of God.
And the word of God is the key to your victory, amen.
Amen.
The word of God through the Holy Spirit, key to your victory, for you are a winner in Christ Jesus, amen. You mean the wilderness season, amen. The
warrior
season, the raking season, and the winning season.
Amen.
Praise God for powerful season, I think. But God got you covered. He can bring you out in the season, put that thing together. I'm getting hungry now, amen, for the word of God. Hungry in that buffet of that word. Let me thank God for the opportunity to stand to read the word to be encouraged on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Seasoning for every season. We'll go ahead and open up the lines tonight. You want to share with me in the study of this word? Do you have any comments? Hallelujah. Do you have any encouragement for someone else? Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about seasonings because we all in every season, because we go through a variety of seasons in our life, challenges, difficulties, triumphs, and victories. Oh, yes, we do. But as long as we keep, as I shared in the word, as long as we remember, no matter what, to be able to keep the word of God with us and then stay in the presence of God, I promise you he will carry us through every season.
And don't lose your seasons. And don't lose your soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is there one tonight that would like to comment and share? We would love to hear from you.
And
go ahead and press one on your dial pad.
God wants you to be flavorful, praise God.
Amen.
Don't lose your salt.
Amen.
The divine salt of God, amen, in your life.
Praise God. Caller 0400. Let's hear from Mother Pat tonight,
Mother Pat.
I know Mother Pat know about some seasoning because she loves to cook. She loves
amen.
To cook. Amen, Mother Pat. How are
amen.
You tonight?
I'm doing good. I have to apologize. I was out there watering the grass, and I told Pastor Jackson, you didn't remind me, time for the broadcast. So I was a little late, but I got something in. I thank you for that word, encouraging word. I did hear about when you was talking about how the older saints on the motherboard would be and stuff like that. I said, well, I came up during that time when they had the deaconess. And they had the deacons on one side and the deaconess on the other side.
That's right.
And so,
What really
excites me, too, is this part. When you say, I'm going to tell you what season I mean, okay? When you were talking about the different seasons, I said, well, no, I'm not in the wilderness now. I've been there, but I'm not there now. And then when you said my handwriting got cold. Let's see. We got the waiting. I got the last three. I'm trying to see my handwriting.
We have wilderness, warring.
Okay.
Warring, waiting, and winning.
Okay, well, that's where I'm at. I'm in the warring season because I believe, and when I pray, we are warring and tearing down Satan's kingdom because enough is enough of what he has done to us as a people of God. And then the other one is waiting. After you pray, you got to wait. You got to wait on God to bring the answer. Not everything is like you said, instant microwave or whatnot. When you
warring,
you just can't go with God and da 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 and then get up and say, oh, it's instant. No. Because God he's sovereign. And he working on whatever that situation is. He working on it. And then I like the part about winning. When we see a soul that we have prayed for and gave their life to the Lord, that is an exciting thing. So we are warring, we are waiting, and we are winning. Now that's my season that I'm in. I'm warring, I'm waiting, and I'm winning. And I already know I'm winning because you already said it. I overcome that devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. Okay, now let me stop talking so somebody else can talk. But anyway, that was a good word, Pastor Constance, a very good word.
Praise
and
God.
Very encouraging to us. All righty.
Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you so much, my fat for sharing. To God be the glory. Thank you. It's hallelujah. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We like to hear from you. We love to hear comments, hallelujah, from our listening audience, the Lord. We're talking about seasonings in every season. Is there another tonight? Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Caller 4294. Hello, Minister Manley. Is that Minister Manley? Praise God. Caller 4294.
God bless you, Pastor.
Yes, God bless you. I thought that was you. Hey there, Minister Manley. How are you tonight?
Hi. God bless you both, Pastors. I love you. So nice to hear your voice. It's so nice to hear y'all. I just tune in because I love to hear y'all speak on the Word of God, and it just gives me encouraging words and just strengthens me and seasons me. And I just love that because you have to keep yourself where you flavorful, tasty. You have something to give back to somebody. You don't want to be all stale and dry. Like you said, have the prayer on your lips and something on your mind and something in your heart. But stand in that word, and I appreciate y'all so much for having this word on the line here tonight and every Monday night like you do. It's an encouragement. It's a blessing, and it's also a prayer. You just don't know it's going out over the microwave, the antennas, and it is touching lives. And even though some people may be in their homes tonight and they're not speaking or they're not saying anything, but this word is nourishing them. And I want you to know that you too are the seasoning in this season for the people of God Almighty. So if you don't hear from them, I want you to know they out there. They're listening and they're hearing and they're receiving seasoning words. Yeah. So you just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing. I know you're already blessed, but God's got a double portion for you. So I just want to thank God for you and encourage those on the line tonight who will be listening. Keep on listening. Keep on praying. Whatever you going through, it's just like the pastor said, it's just a season. And this is your path. You're going to go forward to the next thing. To got you, and he loves you. And we love you, too. And I love y'all.
Yeah.
And can't wait to see y'all soon. Love you.
All right. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Manley, for those encouraging words.
Minister.
Yes, Minister Manley brought something, a point. Seasons do pass, no matter what season that you're in. Just know that, every season has a beginning and it has an end. And God is with you every step of the way and no matter what season you're in. I thank God for Mother Pat, for Minister Manley, for everyone that's on this line tonight.
Amen.
We pray and thank God for you. We're going to go ahead. We will be remiss without making sure that everybody on the line tonight is saved. If you are not saved, you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity to get to know him. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we but confess with our mouth and believe in our heart upon the Lord Jesus, and we know that God has raised him from the dead, all you need to do is just say a simple prayer to say, Lord, I ask you to come into my life. I thank you, and I know that you are the Son of the living God. Save me of my sins. And if you prayed even just that simple prayer, knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says the angels of heaven rejoice at but one that has turned their life around and turned their life over to the Lord. So we just give God all the praise and honor and glory for his opportunity, for the opportunity to bring forth the word and for the opportunity to share salvation in Jesus Christ. We ask that you go forth this week. Praise God. We pray this word has been a blessing to you. Go forth this week and have an awesome time. Share the word of God with someone else and let them know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Have a blessed and awesome week. Good night. And to God be all the glory. We love you. Have a blessed week. God bless.
Know how, but you did it, made a way, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best, nothing can catch you by surprise, you got this. Figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply, you got this in control. And now we know that you.